We know that Washington is a town full of lobbyists, no news there. But how many of them are lobbying on behalf of foreign interests? More than you might realize. The Sunlight Foundation is a nonprofit transparency group that has waded through thousands of public records to create its Foreign Influence Explorer tool. It's basically a fancy online map that lets you explore where foreign money comes from and where it goes. Bill Allison is the foundation's editorial director. He says U.S. law mandates some pretty stringent disclosure requirements for lobbyists employed by foreign governments or companies.
Unlike domestic lobbyists who will put down on a lobbying disclosure form that they lobbied, say, Congress on taxes, foreign agents, they have to disclose detailed information about their activities. And so you can kind of see in a way that you can't with domestic lobbying forms how a lobbying effort is constructed. And you can really kind of get a much better sense of how Washington works behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's pretty extraordinary when you start kind of drilling down on the tool that you have online and what countries and what companies are actually spending money. Who spent the most on lobbying in the U.S. and why did they do it when we talk about countries?
You know, one of the biggest is the United Arab Emirates, which has a whole range of issues from, defense and security issues to economic issues. There's a lot of investment from the royal family in U.S. companies and U.S. businesses. And then sometimes, you know, we see like odd ones that will suddenly crop up and then disappear. The Cayman Islands, back when Congress was talking about cracking down on tax havens, Cayman Islands suddenly became one of the biggest spenders. And one of the reasons is that the Cayman Islands do derive some revenue, I mean, not very much, but from these corporate tax shelters that they have and individual tax shelters that they have. And it does provide employment for people on the island, and they didn't want to be cracked down on because, you know, why else would people do business in the Cayman Islands? And it's, you know, it is kind of a financial center, and it does help the island's economy. So they basically, I spoke to one of the folks there who was responsible for this effort in the Cayman Islands for hiring these folks, and he said, well, basically we rented a diplomatic staff to try to beat back these efforts to rein in the tax havens.
Now, I was looking at Germany online with your tool, and it kind of lists Deutsche Telekom spending $11 million for lobbying. What's their cost-benefit analysis on how that money is spent and what they get from it?
I think the interesting thing about that is that, you know, Deutsche Telekom tried to merge with AT&T a few years back, or basically T-Mobile, their U.S. subsidiary. And that merger was blocked by regulators in the U.S. government. So if they want to dispose of their T-Mobile property, they're going to have to work with U.S. regulators. And I think that what they're trying to do is that before they leap again with a merger agreement, which obviously you spend a huge amount of money on lawyers, you spend a huge amount of money drawing up, you know, the paperwork and everything. And before they do that, I think what they want to do is make sure that there is support in Congress to do it and they're not going to be shot down again.
What surprised you most about this list?
Among the lobbyists themselves, there's a group called the Harbor Group. A few years back, they were representing Muammar Gaddafi's government in Libya, and they were not registering at all. And now they register with, you know, four or five different clients, and they're one of the top 10. And this was a group that, you know, claimed over and over again until on the Libyan side during the revolt against Gaddafi. A lot of the diplomatic papers from Libya became public, and among them were these agreements with the Harbor Group for them to basically do what a foreign lobbyist was doing. And eventually they belatedly registered all of their activities. But, you know, the fact that they're one of the biggest after claiming that they weren't even in the game is interesting. And then finally, you know, the fact that Deutsche Telekom was number one and that, you know, that basically making the country of Germany number one was a really interesting thing too, because usually you don't often see a foreign, you know, our closer allies spending this much on lobbying because they have longstanding diplomatic missions and they, you know, and usually it's their diplomats and their ambassadors that do this kind of work. So that really was an interesting thing, the fact that, you know, Germany ended up in the top spot.
Bill Allison, editorial director for the Sunlight Foundation. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.